bottom of the Samadvavan dish. Amaravuna. Le'eshta tilsa to a fever that comes every 3 days. It recurs every 3 days. And all of this we're going to go through, and what's it called, wait till we finish the Perek tomorrow, Sunday, to really get into what all the things of the Darchi Amori that are mentioned over here, and the kinds of what's it called, healings that seem to be voodoo. The fever that comes every 3 days, Laisi Shiva Silui Mishiva Dikli, bring seven branches from seven different palm trees, the Shiva Tzidi Mishiva Kshuri, and seven splinters from seven beams, the Shiva Sichi Mishiva Kshuri, and seven pegs from seven bridges, the Shiva Ktimi Mishiva Tanuri, and seven ashes from seven different ovens, the Shiva Afri Mishiva Sanri, and seven things of earth from Sinri is cylinders that are door. It's the hinges of the door, the cylinder where the hinge, the thing goes into the door, fits in and revolves on that cylinder. The Shiva Kufri Mishiva Arvi, and seven pieces of pitch from the bottom of seven boats. The Shiva Buni Kmuni, and either seven grains of kamun, of cumin, or seven handfuls of cumin, the Shiva Bini Midikna the Kalva Saba, and seven hairs from an old dog. And after you have all of these ingredients, Litsirinu Bechalola Devet Savara Benira Barka, and tie it around your neck with a clump of hair. Okay. If you have that, you'll get rid of the fever that recurs every 3 days. Rashti le'eshta tilsa shachefes shlishis sheba migimel yomim legimel yomim silu yad anothim ktanim, small branches, the shiva tzivi kismim, splinters, shurei koros, from seven beams, the shiva sichi yisedos, they are pegs, Mishiva Kshure Gishori, from these bridges. Sheva Sinri, Sinur Hadeles, Chur HaIskofa Shetzir Hadeles Sovibo. This is the cylinder that the door hinges go into, and it revolves around that cylinder. Kufri Zevesh Zov Simastinos, pitch that they put on the bottom of boats, Arvi Stinos. The Shiva Buni Kmuni, Garine Komun, seven kernels of cumin, Loshen Acher, Buni Kamun, Garsin, and Mole Egrov, seven fistfuls of cumin, the Sheva Bini Nidikna de Kalva Saba, Sheva Nili, seven hairs, Mizakan Kalev Zakin, from the beard of an old dog. Okay. That's one cure. Omrav Yochanan, Le'eshto Tzmirsa, if you have what's it called, a fever, Rashi says, Cholish Mechamemes de Kodachas Shagut, very bad fever. Lishkol Sakina de Kula Parzula, take a knife that is totally iron, the Lazel Lehecha de Ika Vardina, and go to a place where there is a thorn bush, a snap, the Lichter Beinira Barka, and tie a clump of hair onto the bush, Yomakama Lichrot Beporta, and then take the knife and cut a little notch into the bark of this thorn bush on the first day. V'leima v'yera malach Hashem elav. The pasuk that says that the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in the thorn bush. L'machar lichru peipurta. Next day, make another little notch in the what's it called, the thorn bush. V'leima v'yomer Moshe asura na v'era lo v'era. The next pasuk, Moshe said, "Let me go and see with the burning bush." L'machar lichru peipurta. On the third day, also put another little notch into the bush. V'leima v'yar Hashem kisar liros. And then read the pasuk that the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that he turned aside to look. Omer le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav le Rav Ashi, the lema v'yomer al tikrav halom. Why did you skip the pasuk al tikrav halom? El liyomer kama lema v'yera malach Hashem elav v'yomer Moshe. Say both of those psuk in the first day. Lemachar lema v'yara Hashem kisar liros, and lemachar, and the third day v'yomer al tikrav halom. So you have all the psukim. The chiposik lay, when you finish that posik, lissise the litsike, then bend down and cut off the thorn bush. You made these notches, now finish it off and take it, cut it down completely. The lemahaki, and then say when you cut off the thorn bush from the ground, you should say the following: hasne hasne, lav mishum degvias mikol ilani ishri hakadosh baruch hu shindela. The thorn bush, not because you're higher than all the other trees did the Ribbono Shel Olam put his shechina in you, because you're lower than all the other trees. Ashrei kutcha brichu shechinta yaloch. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam rested his shechina in you. Tichihechi dechanisei eshto lechananya mishov azariah. And just like you saw the fire for Hananya Mishra Vazaria, the Arikas Min Kadamoi, and you ran away from them. Tachmine Estel Ploni Barplonis. So too the fire, the fever, should run away from Ploni Barplonis, the Tearok Min Kadamoi, should run away from him. Rashi. Eshtets Mirsa Choli Shemachanemis the Kodachis Aguf, very bad fever. Vardine Sne, Lichrok. Those are notch. Vayomer Moshe, make put a notch in the tree, in the bush. Vayomer Moshe, mishum seiti, madua lo yiver hasneh. Because the end of the pasuk says, why is this sneb not burning up? So that has to do with the fever. Kisor shi yosra choli. Kisor liros is a hint that the choli should go away. Al tikrev halom, shlo yikrev zeh choli elov. The choli, that pasuk even is good, better. More indicative of don't come near the sickness shouldn't come near. Lissa selafaski somach lekarka, cut it right next to the ground. Lissa yashbu, go down, bend down, and cut it off right next to the ground. The ma'icha shata shvela, because it's low. The chamisa eshta shirois soha esh. Zion, 1 second. You saw the esh. Roisra, okay. Okay, l'sitma, okay, I didn't get it yet. Okay, the Marsha asks over here, l'chari, you're not allowed to heal with Divrei Torah. Right, the Rambam holds for sure, that's the reason why it says, Alochei Shalamaka, and he says, Kol HaMachlo Asher Samtim Mitzrayim, Lo Asim Alecha, is Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. Because you're taking Torah, which is supposed to be for spiritual things, and you're using it to heal physical ailments. So the Marsha says over here, you're not trying to heal the physical ailment directly. That's awesome. But you're using these psukim to heal the Choli HaNefesh. Every physical ailment has a spiritual ailment behind it. So if your intention is to heal the spiritual ailment and the Mela, the physical one, will be healed, that's okay. So that's what's it called. That's what's going on over here. These things, the ones that were there's Divrei Torah, at least, which isn't allowed to be used for healing physical things, are being used to heal the, what's it called, the spiritual foundations of this, which is, could be his gaiva, and it, therefore it refers to the fact that person should, that's why it says, chosh barosho yasok b'torah, right, means that you're going to be osik b'torah, take away the spiritual cause for the reason why you have a headache. But you're not using this as an aspirin, you're not using Torah as an aspirin. Using Torah, the Limud HaTorah, to work on the spiritual causes for the physical ailment that you have. Okay. The simta, Rashi says, simta, shchin. Certain kinds of, what's it called, boils, I guess. Yeah, let's see. Leimahachi, say the following. These are all incantations. They have no meaning to them. Boz, bazye, mas, masye, kas, kasye, sharlai, va'armalai, ilay, malachi, dishtalchu, mi'ara, disdom, ula'asa, shchina, ki'ivin, what's it called? These are all names of malachim. And they all were sent from the land of Sodom, and the Rashi says that doesn't really mean literally these malachim were sent from Sodom, it's just, this is the incantation that works. La'asar shechina ke'evim, because they come to heal painful boils. Bozach bozich, disbezeich masmesich, komun kneich, enoch bich, asrich boch zarich, kekolut ukepredet lo parva lo rava. Right, just like your, what's it called, your zera should be like a mule that doesn't reproduce, so too the boil should not reproduce and not become more in the body of so-and-so. Ploni ben plonis. See Rashi. Bazbezei, mesamsei, kaskesei, shemos hamalachim, al shem shekorim, umemasmesim, umechaskesin also. These are the names of these malachi chabola that cause these boils. This is the spiritual forces behind the physical representation. And they're called this, these names of malachim represent their power to tear and crush and break up and what's it called? Memasmes means to liquefy or to Mekaskes means to crush. Boz lashon biza, to tearing. The aradistom, kachu halacha, shalom istom bo. Has nothing to do with the fact they came from stone. That's the incantation. Bozach bozich, ein lo mashmol, so the kachu halacha, it means nothing. Right? That's just, that doesn't mean anything, it's just, that's the incantation. Inech bich, marich bich, shalotadim yosef. Let your color stay and not get redder. So this does have a meaning. Einich bich means the color of the boil should not get any worse. Asrich bich shalotarchiv. Right? The place where you are should stay and not be destroyed. Kolut sheniklet zaro, b'shrire bitno shaloyolid. Right? Like a kolut, whose zera is stuck in the muscles of the stomach and can't give birth, can't reproduce. Okay, lekipa, Rashi says, avabuos, that's, what's it called, different kinds of also boils. Kain loshen Rav Yitzchok b'Rav Menachem. The loshen rabos say, lekipa lemishikofeyu shade. Not boils, but the person who is possessed by a shade. Lei mahachi, say the following incantation. Cherev shlufa, Tekela netusha, lo shme yochav, cholin machovin, l'sheda, what's it called, machovin. Okay? So you should say the following. Lachash bi'almo. Again, Rashi says it's only an incantation. It doesn't mean anything. Okay? So if it doesn't mean anything, we're not going to translate it. But it has to do with the sword being drawn, and kela netusha, a slingshot that has been abandoned, lo shme yochav, cholin machovim, what's it called, whatever it means. What's it called, his name is not Yochav, and for what's it called, various painful sicknesses. L'sheda, Rashi, this one means mamash, a shade. If you're possessed by a shade, a different kind of shade, I guess. Lei mahachi, say the following. Havis de pokik havis, lita tvor, umesumeth bartit, bartame, bartina, Kashmigaz, Marigaz, the Istamai, Rashi, Havis, the Pakik, Havis, Lachashu. Yeah, Rashi, it's just an incantation, there's no translation of what it means. Lit, Tavor, Umasumas, Mekulo, lit is cursed, Tavor is broken, Nishbar, Umasumas, Yehe Shedze, Shishmo Bartit Bartina. The Shaid, whose name is Bartit, Bartome, Bartina, Kashmigaz, Marigaz, the Istamoi, right, all of these things, she should be broken up. The Shaid of the Vesakise, the Shaid that possesses people in the bathroom, Lemahachi. Arkarkathi Da'ari, right, on the skull of a lion, Rashi, the Shaid of the Vesakise in Hizik, if it damages you, right, it's a place where it's all to be damaged, so say the following incantation. Akarkve Dari, Barosha Ari Zakar, on the head of a male lion, Ba'use Diguraisa, and on the nose of a female lion, Ashkachtun the Shidoi Bar Shirikoi, we found the shade of the son of Shirikoi Panda, the Mishra de Karsi, right? Rashi says Kachshamo, that's the name of the shade. The Mishra de Karsi Chavte, Barugas Kroshim Hipautiv. And I threw him down in a bed of Cretan, of cress. I think that's what it is. Belua de Chamre Chatarte. Belua with the jaw of a donkey, I hit him. Okay, again, it's just a lachash. It has nothing to do with holding jaws of donkeys. This is what you say to get rid of that shade. Okay. We'll leave it just for now that there are such ways of healing, whatever. Why it's not superstition and it's not darki amori, we'll leave for when we get to the next sugya, really on the next talmud. Which things you're allowed to do, which things you aren't allowed to do. Because all of this sounds like hocus pocus and what should be usher because of superstition. B'nei Malachim B'Zogin, the Mishnah says that kings, princes are allowed to go out with bells, golden bells, as a decoration. Mantana, Am Rav Oshia Rav Shimini. Who holds this Rav Shimini? Because it says not only can princes go out like that, but anybody can. Because all Jews are B'nai Malachim. They're all fit for royalty. Because we're Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. So we are a royal people. So anything that royalty does is normal for all Jews, even the poorest Jew. That's what Rav Shimon says. To Omar, call Yisrael B'nai Malachim Him. Omar has a shy later on about putting on certain kinds of oils, which was Mamish only for royal people who did it. And Rav Shimon says anybody can do it because everybody is considered royal. Rava Omar Ba'ori B'Ksusov Divrakol. Rava says, no, it doesn't have to be Rav Shimon. Even if you hold normally things that are reserved for royalty or reserved for royalty, and regular people can't do them, right? Because a regular person is going to go showing around the bell, right? And we're afraid he may take it off or whatever. But a prince doesn't think twice about it. He's not going to go showing off the golden bells that he has because it's normal for him. But for a person who's abnormal, he may go around showing it to his friends and carry it. Right, but here it's talking where it is woven, the bell is woven into the clothing. So there's no way of taking it off. Right, so therefore, no one are we afraid is going to take it off if it's woven into the clothing. But if it's not woven into the clothing, then only Reb Shimon would hold that, would hold that anybody could go with a golden bell, and the halacha could be not like that. That a regular person is not allowed to go with a golden bell because he may take it off and show it to people. No, maybe the Mishnah is not the Rav Shimon. The Mishnah is talking in a case where you can't take it off. So everybody would agree that everybody could wear it. Who's the Tana who says that anybody, even the poorest person, can wear these bells? Rav Shimon, Teri Shimon Shrotzer. B'nei Malachim, Hilkak La'oni No Michazya, V'lo Gnusa Didei. And therefore even a poor person can wear it, and it's not what's it called for him genus, right? It looks like because if a poor person wears a golden bell, right, it's not it looks like he's a big balgaif, so it's a negative thing, it's a gnai, right, it's an insult to him, not an insult, it's demeaning. Because he looks like he's crazy. Looks like he's trying to be like a prince, and he's a pauper. the sholit, and therefore he's going to take it off. He's going to laugh at him, and he'll take it off. The inami, the migo, the chiddush, who sholit umachli. So either he's going to take it off because people are going to mock him, like, who do you think you are, wearing golden bells? Or he's going to take it off to show people, because it's a big deal for him. So it's only Reb Shimon who would hold that everybody could wear it, and we don't say these two things. It's not a gnai, and he's not going to take it off. No, it could be everybody would hold over here that it's okay, but it's talking where it's woven into the clothing, can't be taken off. But in the chanami, if it could be taken off, then maybe the halacha said it's also for regular people. It's only mutter for a princess. Okay, go on. Yotzin the beitzas hachargo. Now you'll see why we left what we had before. You're allowed to go out with beitzas hachargo, and the Gemara will discuss all of these things, what they are. It's a kind of, what's it called, egg from a some kind of locust, and it's used for medicinal purposes. You wear it to take away different kinds of diseases. Ubeshein shu, well, the same thing with a fox tooth that people used to wear around their neck to take away some kind of diseases. Ubemasmer min hatzaluf, and a nail from a person who was crucified. Not the person who was crucified, but a person who was crucified, right? So you can have a nail from a crucified person, that also, mishum refuah. All of these things, divrei meir, all of these things are medicinally beneficial, and you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos, probably like tied around your neck, to what's it called, to heal you. That's what a meir says. The chachomim osur af becho mishum darkei amori. And the Chachamim said, not only can't you go out with it on Shabbos, you can't even wear it during the week, because it's superstition, it's Darkei Amori. Which again, we'll discuss what Darkei Amori is, but for now, it's something that's superstitious, that Goyim do, as it's like part of Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's also to do. Right? You can't go b'chukos ha-goy, nichushu, uksi b'chukosim, lo seleichu. These things are, what's it called, are superstitions. And it says you're not allowed to go in the ways of the Goyim, and they're superstitions. So Reb Meir holds you're allowed to do these things, and the Chachamim holds you're not even allowed to do them during the week. Reb Meir holds you're even allowed to wear them on Shabbos. Yotzi v'deitza sachargo, da'ovdi l'shichla. Rashi says, shichla kev ha'ozen v'tolvin ba'ozno. This egg you put in your ear, and it helps for earaches. Okay. U'b'shein shal shuol da'avdi l'shinsa. Somebody who has either insomnia or he's, what's it called, he's drowsy, so he puts a, what's it called, hangs a tooth of a fox, I guess, around his neck. Okay, dechaya lamandinayim, from a live fox you take the tooth, for somebody who's drowsy, demise lamandalonayim, and if it, for a dead fox you take a tooth for somebody who has insomnia. Okay, so the tooth, it depends if you took it out of the mouth of the fox when it's alive or dead. They both help for sleep. One induces sleep and one takes away sleep. Arashi, l'shinsa, yesh aso kadesh yishan, v'yesh kadesh lo yishan. Sometimes you use it to sleep, sometimes you use it to wake up. D'chaya shol shein shuol chai, if you use a live, the tooth of a live fox, right, then it wakes you up. You use the tooth of a dead fox, then it puts you to sleep. The masmer min atzolu, the avdi the zirfa. Now she says the zirfa, nofach macha, the chol karz lezorif, the high mossy lezirfa. Seems to be like an infection. Right? You have an infection, a pussy infection, that comes from when you have metal things that you get a cut, so it gets infected. So this helps against the infection. That's the nail from a, what's it called, from a crucified person. Mishum refuah divrei meir. So meir says all of these things are mutter to do because they heal. And therefore you're allowed to wear them on Shabbos. Sheyesh boi mishum refuah, shenireis, okay, so what's the one? Abayu v'rava, da'amrei tarvayu, kol dover sheyesh boi mishum refuah, ein boi mishum darko yamori. Anything that has a healing power to it, there's no superstition involved. And you're allowed to do it. Now Rashi learns, Sheyesh bo mishum refuah, Shenireis refuaso. You can see the healing, right? You can see that it's the cause and effect of the healing. You can see that you did something, and now it's being healed. You go to Shtias Kos, you drink something. You can see that you're doing something for medicinal purposes. The Tachboshes Maki, you put on a, what's it called, on a bandage, right? With all kinds of things on it. You can see, you can see physically you're doing something that looks like healing. That's how Rashi learns. Okay? So they ask on Rashi, but okay, we'll hold off until Sunday. But basically, as from Rashi, it would seem, therefore, that incantations, you can't see anything healing about an incantation. Those should all be awesome. Yet, we just learned today, before this Mishnah, a million kinds of incantations seem to be very superstitious things, that they're okay. So, how can Rashi say the only thing that's not awesome, Mishum Darki Amori, is where you can actually see, physically, the healing, you're doing an action of healing when even Lechashim are okay. We'll see that the different ways of understanding Rashi, that doesn't necessarily mean you can see physically. It means something that you can see the result. You do these things and it works. That's another possibility. Okay, but anything that's mishum refuah, whatever that means, right, that it has medicinal effectiveness, it's effective as a medicine, then there's no darkei amori. Morris says, "Ha'ein bo mishum refuah." That means that if it doesn't have any medicinal effect, then it's yesh bo mishum darkei amori. Then there's darkei amori. I'll show you some things that seem superstitious, and you can do them, and they have nothing to do with refuah. But Tanya, ilon shemesher perosa. If you have a tree that is loses its fruit before it gets ripe, the fruit falls off the tree before it gets ripe. So sarko besikra. So you paint it with red paint, the toano ba'avonim, and you load it up with stones. So bishloma toano ba'avonim, that's a logical thing. Why do you load up the tree with stones? Ki hechi delichu shele, because the tree is too strong. That's why it's throwing off its fruit before the proper time. So you want to weaken the tree so it doesn't throw off the fruit. So you make the tree carry all these stones, it weakens the tree. So that has some logic behind it. There's logic behind it, and it's not darkei amori. It's another condition we'll see. Darkei amori has to be something that is totally illogical. Not illogical, but something that has no logical basis to it. Okay? Ela sokro besikra, my refuah kovit. But sokro besikra doesn't seem to have any medicinal property for the tree. It just seems to be like some kind of superstition, right? Why do you put red paint on the tree, right? That doesn't seem to have any effect that you could see logically, right? It seems to be totally a superstitious kind of thing, not a logical thing. It says, ki heichid lechazi in shino, it's a very logical thing. People see trees with red, what's it called, red paint on it. People see it, will he boy, Eli Rachmi, and they'll daven for the person who owns the tree that he shouldn't lose his fruit. So it's a way of marking the tree that people should know there's a problem over here. So it's a very logical thing. Kidatanya, the Tomei Tomei Yikra, the Metzora should call out that he's Tomei. Tzarech Lahodia Tzara L'Rabim. He should let people know that he has a Tzara, right? V'Rabim Yivakshol V'Rachman, people should daven for him. So it's an inyan to let people know that you need tefillas, to let people know that you want them to daven for you. So the way, how do you let them know? So one of the ways of letting them know is that if they see a tree with red paint on it, they know that the tree has problems and should daven for the owner of the tree. Rashi. Ka'enbo, kigon lachash, she'en nikr she'amarte. Here Rashi says clearly, like a lachash. In Chulin Rashi says differently. But here Rashi says clearly, what is something that doesn't, not mishum refuah, meaning you can't see physically that there's some cause and effect between what you're doing and the refuah, like a lachash, like an incantation. She'ein nikr she'amarte. You can't see from the lachash that the lachash is the thing that's healing. When you have something on a wound, you can say that thing healed the wound. When you have, what's it called, something you drink, you can say that that drink healed what you have. But just because you said a few words, and then the person get a refuah, you don't see the connection between the incantation and the healing. Right? Then, yesh bo mishum darkei amori. Then you're telling me that anything that you can't see does have darkei amori? Right? So I'll show you something that seems to be superstitious, right? Doesn't seem to have any physical connection to the healing, and still you're allowed to do it. The reason the fruit falls off the tree, because the tree is fat and strong, and it throws the fruit off. The reason you put the red paint is not superstitious. Right? It's not to make the tree like wear a red bendel. It's in order to let people know the tree has problems. And you should not. They do it in order to let people know that this tree is losing its fruit. Tomei means he himself should say, stay away from me, because I'm Tomei, I'm a Metzora. So he should let people know he's a Metzora. If you have Metzoras, let people know about it. Okay, right. Omar Ravina. Kiman Talinon Kuvsi Bidikla, right? According to whom do we, hang? Kuvsi Eshkol Tamarim, a cluster of dates, is Simen Hu Shemeshim Perosov. It's another way. Instead of the red paint, you hang up on a tree a cluster of dates, it's also a Simen that this tree is losing its fruit. High Tana, like this Tana, that says that you can mark a tree and to let people know that it has problems, so people will doubt. Same thing over here. It's not Darkei Amori, it's just a simple way of letting people know. Tani Tana, the Perek Amoroi, Kaneid Reb Chiya Bar Ovin. There was a Tana who was teaching a Perek in the Halachas of Darkei Amori, in front of Reb Chiya Bar Ovin, Rashi, the Perek Amorai, the Perek Echad Sheshoni B'Tosefta, the Masechet Shabbos, B'Hilchos Darkei Amorai. In the Tosefta, there is two Prokim, I think. Is that Rashi? The Zayin? Perek Zayin and Perek Ches in the Tosefta have to do with things that are Osir or Mutter because of Darkei Amorai. So he was learning this sugya. Omer lei kulu ispahu mishum darkei amori, levar mehani, right, all of them, all the things that are mentioned there are also because of darkei amori, except for the following. The following are not darkei amori, they are tried and tested and they're okay. Mishieshul etzim digrono, somebody who has a bone stuck in his throat, nevi meosu hanin, so you bring from the kind of meat that is, what's it called, that bone came from, and you put it on his head, the lay mahachi, and say the following, chad chad nachis, bola bola nachis, chad chad, whatever it is, chad chad nachis, bola, bola nachis chad chad. Okay, Rashi says, kulu isbuhu kol ha-shenu yosham, all the things that are mentioned in those two prokim, don't make a mistake and think that any of them are not Osir Mishum Darkei Amori. Ela the Kulan Atashone Yeshbo. You should learn the Tosefta that all of them say clearly that there are Darkei Amori. The Darkei Amori applies to them, they're Osir. Vavar Mehani Shnayim Elu Shefar. Except for the following two. The following two, they're Taka Einbo Mishum Darkei Amori. But all the other things mentioned is Yeshbo. Mishi Yeshlo Etzim. The Lachash Dininatzta Kemachat Elu Beis Levadam Engohem. Okay, and these, what's it called? The Lachash that you say with these things, they're not, what's it called? Mezrach is Chad Chad Nochis Lachashu. It's an incantation. That you say this incantation is okay to say. Because it's tried and proven. Einbo Mishim Darkei Amori La'adra Adra Etzem Shodag Shiyoshav Ba'odem Veveshet. Guy has a fish bone that's caught in his throat, right? So instead of having the Heimlich, what's it called, the thing on the restaurants, they should have this hanging up in restaurants. Lei mahachi, ninatzda kemachat, ninalta kitris, shaya shaya. Okay, lachashu, raid raid, shaya shaya means get out, right? And there's a maisa, I don't remember where I saw it. Maybe in one of these books, Hero, I think there he brings on that there was a Maisa, that somebody had a fishbone caught in his throat, and somebody knew this. Gemara's the Maril brings down that, what's it called, this is tried and tested, and this is something you're allowed to do, and it works. And she went, and she, what's it called, said this thing, and the guy, the bone, came out. The guy was choking. So, tried and a tested thing. If you're ever choking on a fishbone, if you have time, go run and get a Gemara, and if you remember which daf it is, supposedly this works.